Thus says the Lord, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Confess, therefore, your sins to one another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. Let us pray. O Lord, remember not our offenses, but spare your people.
Spare us, O Lord.
Our arrogance and pride, our complacency and self-sufficiency, our divisions within our household of faith, our willful misunderstanding of each other's difficulties, our want of kindness and charity, our envy and strife, our unwillingness to admit our faults, our blindness to the virtues of others, our want of faith and confidence in our brethren, our failure to recognize the work of your Spirit wherever he may please to operate, our indifference to the evil of a divided Christendom, our want of power and conviction in our preaching, our indifference to the world mission of the church, our lack of concern for those living without Christ, our insincerity in worship, and our lack of zeal for truth. Mercifully regard, O Lord, the prayers of your family, and while we submit ourselves to you with our whole heart, prosper, support, and encompass us, that relying on you as our guide, we may be delivered from all evil and replenished with all good through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In Psalm 103, verses 8 through 12, and in 1 John 1, 9, we find the words of assurance that if we truly confess before God, our sins are forgiven. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor requite us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us pray. Let us pray. O blessed Trinity, one God, eternal friend to man, inspire us with your love. Help us to remember that there are men who hunger for warm rice or milk or meat or cheese or even the crumbs our dogs ignore, and that there are men who hunger for your grace and search their minds and hearts for words of prayer, who, having your love, yet fail to find its presence. Help us to remember that there are men who hunger to be free, to go where they please, or stay upon their land, or even to think, to laugh, to plan, to hope, and that there are men who thirst to know the truth and have at hand some small dry cup of lies provided them by cynical evil leaders. Help us to remember that there are men who thirst to use themselves in surging performance of all they have learned from life, but are held back by the jealousy of their contemporaries, and that there are men who thirst to create love in loveless circumstance of slum or homeless circumstance of compound. Help us to remember that there are men who call their neighbor stranger, reject the world, and dwell within suspicion in ignorant agony of their need for you, and that there are men who, foreign to your church, still seek you in the reaches of their hearts and would come forth if they were gently asked. May we never forget, O Lord, that there are men who, alien to themselves, become uneasy friends with fear, yet might with a moment's grace rejoice in the knowledge of your love, and that there are men naked to weather, helpless before torture, sick with disease and with loneliness, prisoner to the walls of tyrants and prisoner to the walls of indifference, and that in the least of these, your kingdom waits our love. O God, creator and preserver of men, we humbly pray that you would be pleased to make known your ways to persons in all conditions and circumstances of life, and to grant your saving help to all nations. And grant us, O God, a total stewardship of self, possessions, and endeavor, by hour and by day, by moment and by night, for the sake of him who came among us to serve us all. Amen. Let us join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to John, verses 12 through 14, we find the following statement. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. To pray in the name of Jesus may perhaps be explained most simply in this way. A magistrate orders this and the other thing in the name of the king. What does that mean? In the first place, it means I myself am nothing. I have no power, nothing to say for myself, but it is in the name of the king. Thus, to pray in the name of Christ means I dare not approach God without a mediator. If my prayer is to be heard, then it will be in the name of Jesus. What gives it strength is that name. Next, when a magistrate gives a command in the name of the king, it naturally follows that what he commands must be the king's will. He cannot command his own will in the king's name. The same thing is true of praying in the name of Jesus. To pray in such a way that it is in conformity with the will of Jesus. I cannot pray in the name of Jesus to have my own will. The name of Jesus is not a signature of no importance, but the decisive factor. The fact that the name of Jesus comes at the beginning, or we might add at the end, is not prayer in the name of Jesus, but it means to pray in such a manner that I dare name Jesus in it. That is to say, think of him. Think his holy will together with whatever I am praying for. Finally, when a magistrate gives an order in the name of the king, it means that the king assumes the responsibility. So too with prayer in the name of Jesus. Jesus assumes the responsibility and all the consequences. He steps forward for us, steps into the place of the person praying. Let us stand. May we pray. Almighty God, you are far above our knowledge and beyond our sight. Reveal yourself to us as our Father in Jesus Christ our Lord.
In his name, we receive you through us.
By your word, who was with you in the beginning and who came forth to make you known to men, manifest your wisdom and your love to every person. By the light of the world shining in the darkness, open our eyes to behold your glory in your goodness. By the bread of heaven and the water of life, renew our strength, nourish and refresh our hearts. Through the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Through the Son of Man, made of a woman, made under the law for our salvation, perfect and fulfill our humanity in body and spirit. Through the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, pardon and deliver us sinners. Through the friend of sinners who did not despise the erring and who lifted up the fallen. Through the Prince of Peace whose kingdom is everlasting, bless and prosper our country and our rulers. Keep all nations in amity and concord, and save the world from war.
Grant peace in our time. In name.
Through the Lord of all, victor over sin and death, conqueror of the grave, opener of the gates of heaven, give us courage to endure and overcome all things. Thanks be to you, O God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the grace of Christ our Savior, in the love of God our Father, and in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, let us go in peace to love and serve our risen Lord.